One other big issue from the convention in Charlotte, while the red versus blue competition in politics was playing out on the convention podium, there was another contest. America's team from Red Texas, the Dallas Cowboys, versus Big Blue, the Giants from the blue state of New York.
Short drop by Romo. To the outside he goes, and it is Miles Austin for the touchdown.
It was America's game over on NBC, but America's future over on cable news.
When we vote in this election, we'll be deciding what kind of country we want to live in.
Bill Clinton may have faced down Ken Starr and Newt Gingrich when he was president of the United States. Last night, though, he was facing the NFL.
It's an offer before the play clock expires, and then open is Ogletree. Touchdown, Dallas. The second for Ogletree.
All right, so Abe Lincoln said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen and wife Fatima Ashraf, did the Democrats and the NFL divide your home last night, guys?
Yeah, John, to answer your question, the house was divided. I was watching our former President Clinton while Ibrahim was watching a bunch of guys ramming into each other on a field.
Well, that says it all right there, Fatima. Ibrahim, you were, like, neglecting your responsibility as a citizen of the United States.
Well, this is the thing. I'm a citizen of New York, and in my heart, I love the Yankees, I love the Knicks, and they're terrible this year. All we have to go with is the Giants, and then, of course, they played terrible last night.
Right. So then the question is, did Bill Clinton do a better show, put on a better event, do a better bit of spectacle for the American people than the New York Giants did? Fatima?
I think absolutely. I mean, I was all set to watch Clinton because I have hope he's going to do something, anything to unite this country. While watching the Giants and the Cowboys is going to do nothing but destroy us and divide us even further. And especially with the Giants losing last night, that didn't put Ibrahim in a good mood.
So, Ibrahim, I'm a little worried about your home here now all of a sudden.
I'll just say, John, Clinton has a long history of talking long on convention night. So last night he talked for 45 minutes. So I was able to get a couple glimpses in the small breaks between the game.
I see. When you'd go to the refrigerator to get a snack, something like that. Fatima, I'm a little concerned. Does Ibrahim have the big screen TV? He's on the Skype connection here with the good computer, and you're talking to us on the phone. Is there equality there?
No, there's definitely quality in that sense. I had the big screen TV, and I made him watch on the little old school one with the antenna.
Nice. All right. What does this bode for the Democrats, do you think, in the fall? First, Ibrahim, the Cowboys winning over the Giants, what does that mean for November?
All this says is that the Democrats start slow, and I think they're going to do better towards the end. However, you cannot ever, ever discount the effect of Texas.
All right. Fatima Ashraf, what do you think? What did Bill Clinton's speech bode for the Democrats, do you think, in November?
I think he reminded us what a Democratic president can do given 8 years.
All right. I hope both of you will be watching when the debates happen in October. Promise me that,
That's
will you?
Right. Yes, definitely.
As long as it's not on a big-time sports night, John. I can't guarantee.
Oh, no. We'll be watching, John.
Thank you, Fatima. Fatima Ashraf, wife of Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. In the dilemma of many Americans, watch the NFL or watch the convention. Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
So where's the dial tuned to in your house? A Woburn, Mass. A listener says, are you kidding? The real brutal action will be over at the DNC, baby. I can't wait to see them put the hurt on the Romney machine. A little partisanship there from the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And John from North Palm Beach, Florida, tells us, since it's the Cowboys versus the Giants, I watched President Clinton. Now, if it was the Patriots lacing up, I see. America's team is the Patriots. Well, of course, that makes sense. So head-to-head, who's winning the TV battle in your home, the presidential campaign or football? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or post at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Also, which Clinton do you want to hear from most, Bill Clinton or maybe Hillary? We continue talking with heavy hitter Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick in just a moment.